Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Calgary tonight. Bulldog is joining us today from the Dash's attic. Who do you want there? The attic brought to you by Dash's Markets. Pick your favorite.
I'd be happy to have Dash's name on the attic.
You know what?
I know in an era of corporate sellouts, I really do. I love doing their ads because I do go there like 3 times a week. I really, really do. It's so close to home. It's super convenient. I love it.
You would never advertise for any place you don't believe in. Now I'm thinking like I might want to get every room in my house sponsored. And even if it's unofficial and there's no actual revenue, I'm just going to start putting up logos.
Yeah.
Maybe like bedroom, hallways. When I was a kid, will this surprise you? When I was, I don't know, maybe like 6 or 7 years old, I named every like room, hallway, in our house for like one of the Grand Island streets. And I put signs up, like just index cards or something, and taped them to the walls. So like to go from the living room to the kitchen, you had to go like down Whitehaven and then turn left on Staley Road. A little bit crazy. I was young.
I wanna say that's weird.
Your house as
also
a town.
Not surprising. It's not surprising, but also weird.
I'll take
at the same
it.
Time.
Your house as an actual community where, signs for different companies that we talk about.
I'm just leaning in to see how my face is. It's not the room that we usually sit in. My face is really big and fat and red.
Oh, up here. There's a testimonial right there.
I just leaned way into it. And I'm wearing a red shirt, too, which I think is probably.
All right.
Only enhancing the redness. I don't know.
You'll figure it out.
Maybe pull some of the red out of. All right, I'll stop. Anyway.
So I want to get back to a comment you made maybe even a month ago.
Oh, boy.
What is today? November 19th. Whenever it was you said, I don't think we're going to make it to January.
Yeah.
Last week at this time was... Every day, last week, the whole week, last month, the whole month, was what they should do at the deadline until it became what they didn't do at the deadline. The deadline was a while ago now, but it was like right now, last week, we're talking about Jaylen Waddle and how that didn't happen, and did the Bills want to do it? And maybe they did, but they couldn't, and is that the same thing? They go and score 44 points with Allen over 300, not only despite no Kincaid and no Coleman, and those are different from each other,
Yes, very much so. Yes.
But what did you get from Shakir in that game? Negative yards.
Yep.
And it still happened. And I just want to take stock of here whether, like, are we good? Or are we still, like, not going to make it to January? Are we over the anxiety of what didn't happen at the deadline and what Coleman isn't? Like, do we still care about these things? Or are we just going to, you know,
take a shower, have a drink.
Why do I always get that line wrong? Take a shower, have a drink, and, like, just put our feet up and watch the rest.
I am definitely going to take a shower and have a drink. But I don't think I'm going to put my feet up and just watch the rest. I mean, that would be – maybe that would be relaxing. No, I think as soon as there's another sign of them not having enough at receiver, if it happens, which, you know, I don't know, like one particular week, one particular matchup, their best cornerback left early. I don't know. I don't want to assume. That's why I said, you know, right away after the game, like, what, how do you feel about this? Encouraging. It's encouraging that they had that performance in them with the personnel that they had on the field, but it's not, like, to me, lock, stock, barrel, I'm all set. So I think if it spins out again, not surrounding Allen with enough during his prime and all the stuff that was being said, I mean, the deadline was only 2 weeks ago Tuesday. So we're only a day from it being, you know, we're a day beyond it being 2 weeks ago. And furthermore, 4 or 5 days after the deadline, we got pretty juicy details about what they tried to do at the deadline, which is why they kind of swallowed us whole last week. Of course, coupled with the just horrible loss to Miami, just led you there. So I think it's like anything when it pertains to this team. If it's dormant for now because you sound like maybe a lunatic complaining about it after that performance. I mean, it's not like they beat Tampa 44-32 by running it all over them and they didn't need their passing game. The passing game was absolutely what they needed and they got it and it worked. So you just kind of got to stand down. Everybody go back to their corners.
Yeah.
But I think people will come out swinging again. If, and I maybe that even that might include me, because I do think it is a very troubling sign to me about the overall here that they wanted to do something and were seemingly willing to do it, a thing that might have made Brandon Bean have to swallow hard and feel kind of bitter about it, but they seemed willing to do it
and leak it.
I still don't buy that. So I don't know.
Who wanted you to know? Who wanted you to know that the Bills wanted Waddle?
Agents. I don't know. I don't think it. The reason I object to this, it's possible you're right. I don't want to believe that the Bills would be so short-sighted to think that hearing that they tried real hard to trade for a guy was going to make them look better. I think that's amateur hour. And if that's who's running my team, I have bigger concerns than them not making a big trade 2 weeks ago.
Okay. I mean, I don't disagree with that. I never have. But no one else benefited from the world finding out that they wanted to trade for Jaylen Waddle. No one. Like, not Waddle, not the Dolphins, nobody. And then there was a woe is me, we couldn't trade within our division. Quinn and Williams was like the same report that they were in on both guys, but nobody in the Dolphins or the Jets would not trade with them.
Yeah. I don't think there is another smoking gun. The best I can do is that maybe one of those teams, or again, an agent, felt like they don't really appreciate Bean's style and wanted to make him look bad. Because I think it only makes him look bad. So, circling back, I want to give them benefit of the doubt that they wouldn't fail to recognize that.
Well, it doesn't make him look bad in one way. And this is why I think it's logical to think that he did it. Was because, I mean, it's maybe the difference is here how I felt going into the deadline and how you felt going into the deadline. Because I did not foresee the Bills making a trade like that because of where he'd planted his flag. when it came to receiver. And they'd had injuries, and they were 6-2. And, like, you know, again, I could imagine Bean being the same way he was after the draft, which is, what's the problem? What am I not getting with this roster? I've got my running back is going for 200 yards. My quarterback won the MVP. I don't get the fervor over this. So what he does gain from telling Tom Pelissero, I guess, or whoever else, that they wanted to make this trade is just, you know, on a surface level, he gets that benefit of the doubt. He gets, well, you guys are wrong. I mean, I did want a wide receiver.
Yeah.
And this is what Kevin Adams does every time. And you're saying here, I want to think the Bills are run by somebody better than Kevin Adams.
I honestly think that kind of judgment is, it's horrendous judgment, if that is correct. And I guess I can't really,
well,
I don't know. I don't want to say I refuse to. If I learned that it was actually the case, then I would have to live with it. I just can't. I can't fathom it. And I'll tell you this too. I want to be careful, but a part of that to me is also other things that had nothing to do with Quinnen Williams and the Jets and Jalen Waddle and the Dolphins that I was hearing running up to 4 o'clock two Tuesdays ago that they were in on and upset about, and none of that got out, and it also would have served the purpose. So I don't know. Maybe what I was hearing was erroneous, which is, of course, always possible. But I don't know. I have ample evidence to doubt the theory that they leaked it.
Okay.
Because I think there was enough other stuff going on that didn't get leaked. Like, I don't know, if you're gonna open that door. Right, if you are the Bills and you are going to tell the world I tried to do this, why not tell them you tried to do that too?
I don't know. It might depend on like the specific player or the team.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, who was traded? I liked your logic the most at the deadline about how they might have wanted a lesser player, but decided to roll the dice on a bigger fish, if you will.
Yep.
And they failed. And that made sense to me. And then, like, if you're there, then it goes back to, well, I can see why they'd want fans to know that they made the effort.
Best, that's a good point, Mike. That is the best reason I've heard yet. Because I think a lot of the frustration was, oh, you didn't, a 4-6 for Shaheed. What are you doing? Why didn't you do, we're going to use that deep speed return guy? We're signing Mecole Hardman now. Like, what? Right? And my explanation for that was, yeah, I think they were hunting for Brian Thomas Jr. or Chris Olave or Jalen Waddle or Quinnen Williams and didn't want to give up assets for a player that wasn't at that tier. So hearing it validated that they did try to do that does give people reason to maybe excuse not getting a lesser player.
Well, I so still...
That holds water, I think.
I still want to sort of get back to how it looks now through the lens of the deadline and just all the stuff we've been arguing about for so long, now that the Tampa game has happened and Tyrell Shavers had a day. And, I mean, Hardman is out, but that they got what they got out of their wide receivers, even with Shakir healthy and giving them -3 yards for the day. That shouldn't be ignored in this. I do want to, you know, bring that up. You know, what now? For me, and this doesn't always serve me well in this setting, but okay, we think they're fine at wide receiver. No, then we think they're terrible at wide receiver, but they can run it great. Then they can't run it great. And we're just on this roller coaster through the season, and every week gives you different talking points, different arrows up and arrows down, you know, as Sal would write it. Every week is like that. Most seasons, the Bills have come as close as any team, pretty much, but most seasons are not such a free ride that you never have ups and downs. So here is this season, and the thing that I've just kind of like wanted to settle for, or I don't know, just for my own sanity, but again, doesn't do great for me in terms of having a conversation about this for hours every day, is it's all just going to be about what happens at the end. And Tyrell Shavers could make the play to win them a championship or get them to a Super Bowl at least. And what is our backstory going to be? Like what is our narrative going to be? Well, he was there all along. Coaching failure to not play Tyrell Shavers more. Yeah, good thing they didn't trade for Jalen Waddle.
And he also could make good to great plays in every game from here till that point. But if he doesn't in January, then you're going to circle back to the place you were standing before it all happened.
Then it's how could you have possibly let this come down to Tyrell Shavers?
Exactly.
And that's Davis now.
And none of that is, that's not, I don't know. It's not unfair because we all know, and they do too, that they're going to be judged on what happens in January, right? But it isn't fair to a guy who might make a bunch of great plays now and just not be able to pull one in, and then suddenly it's going to be, I told you, I told you, I told you. But that's life in 2025.
Well, it's always an odds play. Every one of these things is an odds play. I've got this percent chance. Do I make a trade because somebody could get hurt, or I don't want to use Keon Coleman anymore, or Kincaid isn't coming back? I mean, that's not, I believe, the case, but whatever. Like, just sort of the hidden thinking behind what to do. You can't be too safe. I like my team. I might even love it. But to add an elite receiver or an elite player anywhere just affords me a better chance in the end. Like, it's always just an odds play. These losses in the playoffs, what we end up doing is, well, we just laid it out with Shavers as the subject last year. Well, Amari Cooper wasn't actually good. Well, Kincaid is only Kincaid. And they lost, and Cook isn't on the field. You know, like we write it out like that. I mean, this is why they didn't. If they'd only done this instead, like we all say it, like it's easy to do anything you want, then that would have been avoided.
Yeah, and Kincaid himself has been a ride this year. I don't know. I don't know how much company I had. I didn't hear from a ton of people about this, but in the summer, I was really worried about him. As soon as he missed a practice with leg soreness or whatever it was, like, oh God, like this undid his season last year, and it's August, and here we go again, and the season begins, and he's the most impactful guy they have in their passing game. But what's happening again? It's this thing, and then it's that thing, and here we are. A second game in a row now, in the middle of the season, he's going to miss. And how much can you really count on him? Which is what I was asking myself in August. That kind of went away, but just like we're talking about what's going to happen to the narrative about the trade deadline, these things all come back. Or they don't have to, but they often do. And here, there's another example of, I was worried about him. If you worry about everything, you're going to be validated eventually.
Yeah, right. He has, by the way, he has the same number of receiving yards this year as last year, Kincaid, in several fewer games. You'd expect the Bills to get him back at some point. But, I mean, he, for me, is a tricky one because, on one hand, I mean, he was hurt when they drafted him or didn't work out, and that was one of the red flags about Kincaid at the time, was that he just wasn't physically ready. I don't know what his college career was for this, but on one hand, sort of like it's kind of been the theme in his career. On the other, though, does that mean I have to predict him getting hurt? Is he, quote, injury prone? Like, I don't know. This is a new one, right? Hamstring?
Yes. Yes.
So, I mean, is it a function of who he is as a player, or is it just something new and fluky? I couldn't tell you. So I don't know what to do with him. But are you feeling like Coleman will play now? No Samuel, no Hardman, no Kincaid.
I don't feel strongly that he will. That might be misguided. They very well may want to just say, okay, we smacked you pretty hard publicly. You answered the questions after the game. I know McDermott complimented him for standing there and you know, facing that. But I still, I don't know. I mean, Elijah Moore and Curtis Samuel have been the guys that are really trading off. He's not, like, Davis to me is the one. I know Shavers had the game, but Shavers is not coming out ever because of special teams. Even if he doesn't go 4 for 93 in a 43-yard touchdown last week, Shavers, I think, was always staying in the lineup. And so, but like Davis, is he healthy? Did he come through Sunday well enough to play 4 days later? That's the big question about Coleman to me, because if you're looking for someone to replace Samuel, right, Coleman's not a Mecole Hardman substitute. There really isn't one. He was basically here to be a returner. Brandon Codrington might be the you know, Hardman replacement.
Yep.
A Samuel replacement is Elijah Moore.
Yep.
So they don't, to me, even though they're down bodies, none of them, unless Davis is the key to me. If Davis is, you know, they don't try, like he's sore, there was swelling, whatever. No one's heard any of that, right? He's not even on the injury report. I don't know. Like, do I have to put Coleman back in because Samuel is missing the game? I think the answer is absolutely not. I think something would have to be wrong with Davis for me to assume Coleman would go back in. Assume. Okay. That doesn't mean I'm ruling it out. They might just want to avoid the appearance of scratching him again with other injuries. But I think Moore is available, and to me, he and Samuel have been sort of taking turns being inactive anyways.
Yeah, it makes sense. Codrington, that could be right. And he is back.
On the practice squad, right.
You'd have to do the elevate. Sal will come on later me and explain that for the 50th time because I never remember. Elevations, 3 per guy, 8 per seat, whatever it is. But they could do that if they wanted, I'm pretty sure of that. Okay. Bills and Texans tomorrow night. We'll look at the playoff picture again. Is it funny to think about? Is it interesting at least to think about the deadline, the post-deadline, the post-Dolphins loss arguments of last week? Are you kind of still there? Or are you all the way over here now, which is, oh, yeah, maybe we were just looking for, we were bored. Everything is good now. I can't imagine many, many fans who were really riled up about wide receiver or have been for the whole year or for years would really be off of it because of that one game. But, you know, it was pretty good. And you got Davis, and you had Shavers, and you had the whole thing fit together. Yep. My Jackson Hawes bet did not come through. Shakir did not come through. But you still had 44 points and a lot of offense. It's funny, right? I mean, even without Cook, mostly, in that game, too, that all happened. So
Cook's biggest play was in the passing game. Yeah.
Let's just not lean on everybody who's been good for us and see what happens. That was the Bills' thinking going into the Tampa game. Let's just ignore
bold
everybody that's helped us and see what we get. We will talk some more after a break. 803-0550 for your calls. Sal will join us later from Houston. The Sabres host Calgary tonight. 6:30 pregame with Paul Hamilton. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Josh Allen and the Bills off to Houston. Sal's on the trip. He'll join us around 5, depending on when they get there and whether he can find a safe space to call us from. Just getting ready for tomorrow by looking up the Houston weather, because even though the game will be played indoors, I'll need to tell you, because of sponsorships, what the weather is like in Houston like 11 times. 84 right now. Not that it matters at all.
Yeah.
What it's going to be like there tomorrow. But 84. That nice. Sounds all right.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
You and I have been there.
Yeah. We've been to Houston. Yeah. I was last in Texas just about 5 years ago. No. Wait. What is? Yeah. No. 4 years ago this week.
Yes. Nobody went anywhere 5 years ago.
Right.
So cross that off.
I 5 years ago I did go to Texas 5 years. You could do anything in Texas 5 years ago.
You had to get out of New York.
You had to get out of New York. I did. I went to Amarillo 5 years ago. 4 years ago, well, I went to Wichita Falls.
Yes.
And I was just thinking about this today. Not that I got a Facebook memory, but it is the time of the year. I'm glad I made that trip when I did, because I saw my son play the last real competitive hockey game he ever played. On that trip, a month later, he was home and done playing hockey. But just about 4 years ago this week, I think the 21st of November, it's the same week that the Bills got drilled by the Colts, because I was watching that game on a plane flying back.
You weren't here for that?
Wichita Falls, Texas. I got home in time for Isaiah McKenzie to fumble, I think.
You were at work that day?
No, you were solo that day.
Oh, wow.
I was flying back. From Texas.
Houston, I think, was my favorite Super Bowl trip of the five that I made. Five or six.
Really?
I think that was my favorite.
Wow, because I missed you. You were in, what, San Diego and New Orleans?
Went to New Orleans alone, and I was a little bit hanging out with Larry Felser, which was fun, but I didn't really. Brad was there. Just didn't really have a game in New Orleans. So just a lot of casinos and wandering the streets alone. San Diego was the second one. That was with Chuck Dickerson. He and I didn't hang out, so it was much the same. Third would have been Jacksonville or Houston. I never remember the order. Jacksonville was the first one. That was you and me.
Yeah.
That was all right. Houston and then Detroit. And Houston was my favorite. The whole thing with the poker guy and Kenny Mayne and the racetrack.
Yeah,
we went to the racetrack with Gary Stevens.
That was fun.
That was really fun.
That really was fun. Yeah,
that was my best one of those weeks for doing things.
Yeah, using like stuff we'd acquired through the week for free in the media center as like pot for Kenny Mayne to play poker with.
Yes, and Phil Gordon.
Yes.
And Paul. Paul always makes it more fun.
That's right. Paul was on that trip.
Paul was on the trip. Then we all went to that restaurant, and I left with people.
Strangers, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'm like, I'm just going to go do this. I'm all pumped up from the week. I'm just going to go with them.
That dinner.
And then.
How many people were at that dinner?
10.
10? That is.
Paper guys.
Yeah, newspaper guy. I think the late Alan Wilson was at the table,
he
if
was.
I remember correctly.
He was.
That might be it's not the only time. I mean, I've been out to other dinners with lots of people, but as far as like a work trip goes in this business, that's the only one of those I ever really had.
Okay.
We didn't do that, really. We didn't do any of that when we were in Jacksonville or in Detroit that I remember. We went out, but mostly just with, you know, you, me, Paul, and whoever else we had tagging along with us. But that was, like, you know, kind of, you know, I see these pictures, you know, Sal traveling, and there's these huge tables of people eating in Indianapolis. I very rarely have done that, and that Houston one stands out as having done that, and I enjoyed that.
Yes, yes.
And then losing you.
It didn't end well for me.
Not knowing really, like, we weren't really great friends yet then, were we? I mean, it was a second Super Bowl, so we'd been working together for 2 years plus.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't describe us as particularly close.
Like, okay.
You know, certainly not all the many years later now that, we, you know, our friendship and partnership has evolved. You left the restaurant with people I didn't know.
Yeah, two people.
And mm-hmm. I really didn't know if you were going to be there in the morning. Like, I had the rental car, and I remember, you know, we had a pretty early call to get up. And I, you know, I'm going to check out, and there you were in the lobby, right on time.
Oh my gosh!
Like, credit to you.
It's been too long for me to actually remember like how I got out of what I got out of there. But I was in a car. I was in the back seat of a car, having left the restaurant with two people, and we were making plans, and then some sort of drugs appeared. From them in like before we pulled out, I wasn't driving before the one woman pulled out of the parking lot that she and her friend started to like, you know, do something.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I got out of the car.
Like, that's it.
I'm not going with you. And they're like, what? And I'm like, no, I'm out. That's how I was raised. I'm out. Yeah. And I was part like proud of myself and part like, what an idiot. This could have been really cool.
Yeah, right. It could have been an all-time story that you could never tell on the radio.
Right.
That's what it could have been.
It's barely tellable.
Right.
So I get out of the car, and the driver, she's mad, and they just leave. They just peel out, and here I am in a Houston parking lot, no idea where, just somewhere near that restaurant.
And these are like pre-Uber Lyft days, like none of that.
Yep.
Right, cabs,
but yeah,
cabs, sure. Cabs.
So who do I call? I was embarrassed because I left you and my friends to go with them, and then that imploded. So now here I am in this. I don't think it was that warm. I'm in this parking lot the Friday night before that Super Bowl, and I didn't want to tell you or like I didn't want to like report that the whole thing had just. Die.
Yeah. Can you come rescue me?
Yeah.
Right.
I wasn't ready to do that. So who do I call? Phil Gordon. I called the poker guy. Professional poker player, host of Celebrity Poker Showdown. We met him. He's there as a celebrity for that week. We met him. We talked a little bit. I remember talking to him on the side about different celebrities. Like, were they actually cool and everything? Like, he was very friendly. And as opposed to calling you to report that I was dying here in the parking lot, I called him, and he didn't pick up.
All right. At that point, you don't want to give up on your Friday night. The reason you went
right.
with these people, like, what was I doing? I was going back to the motel to go to sleep. I had a nice dinner. I don't know what we had to drink, but I'm sure there were drinks. Like, I'm good. Right, I've done all I need to do. I'm not party guy. I'm not club guy.
No,
I do not need to go somewhere where the roof is being raised or it's on fire or anything.
You're married. I'm single.
Right. I just want. And my wife. This is Houston.
Yes.
Yeah, I think she's pregnant with Leo.
Okay.
I want to get home. If the week is over, I just all I want to do is get on the plane.
Yeah.
So I'm a buzzkill. So yeah, you're calling Phil Gordon. If I pick up, all I'm going to do is come get you, right? So you probably are like, well, Phil Gordon's probably got action.
I need something.
Let me get some action.
I'm single. I'm out in Houston.
I just turned down action potentially in his car.
I did. I turned down.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Quite a bit of action in that car. Multifaceted action.
Yes. Illegal
out.
Action.
Pass. I'm out. Right. Call Phil Gordon. Nothing.
Yeah.
And then it was, as it happens, it was upon our arrival in Buffalo the next morning, next afternoon, I'd gotten an email from my future wife, who I was not seeing at the time, just to tell me that her grandmother had died. And that was something we bonded over, that our grandmothers had been friends in like the 30s. And so like, I was not expecting to hear from Carolyn like that at all. And I got home from Houston.
Get in touch with her. She got in touch with you.
The night before blew up. I got home. I sat down. I opened my email and I got this email. I called her immediately. We were together the next day. Houston.
Do you know, I'm sorry, we're here, but I'm just going to squeeze this in. Do you know that the night that I met my wife, I was also on a date that I hit the eject button on.
I think I did know that.
I was out with someone who I knew professionally, and we weren't like an item or anything, but and there were also illicit substances involved.
Oh boy!
And it got it, things were, and there were hockey players around.
Oh, that's
and
that's
I was like, I was like, I don't think I can be. I don't want to be here anymore. Not even should I be here. It's like I do not want to be here anymore.
Yeah.
No names are going to be mentioned here, but I was like, I'm out. And I was in Chippewa area. It was snowing. There was snow in the streets. Hadn't been plowed. And I didn't
really?
Have a car. And I walked from Chippewa, not super far, to the Old Pink. And my wife was there. She had been out with friends, and everyone had sort of – she lived right around the block in Allentown at the time by herself. And so she was still there, and we had met previously and had a couple of conversations, but never really, you know, got anywhere, mostly because I was always attached. And here I was in the wind, bailing out on a date, walked in, met her, and
okay.
The rest is history.
Suddenly it's a Valentine's Day show.
I know, I'm sorry, but you just, I never realized how, I guess I'd forgotten. You told me before about this email from your future wife.
Yes.
On the heels of this Houston trip, but it never connected to me that we have, like, slightly similar stories
yeah.
in how we got together with our
yeah.
wives.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway. Let's break, because there's no segue.
Right,
here.
There isn't, no.
I'm taking a call about the Bills linebackers. Right now. Timeout. Sal will join us later. We'll talk Texans at 4. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.